Facebook whistleblower, staff to boost unwanted content, and I saw same code used on conservatives. By Lucas Nolan on February 27, 2019. Recent Facebook insider leaks released by Project Veritas reveal that the social media giant's demoting of conservative content isn't just done by human moderators. It's built right into the code of the website as a technical action called deboosting. Project Veritas' latest bombshell report reveals inside info from Facebook. One of the most shocking revelations from the report is that Mark Zuckerberg's suppression of conservative content on the platform isn't just the result of heavy-handed moderation by human employees, but is actually built right into the code of the site. Project Veritas reports. According to the insider, the documents revealed a routine suppression of the distribution of conservative Facebook pages. The technical action she repeatedly saw, and for which Project Veritas was provided documentation, was labeled Action Deboost Live Distribution. Said the insider, "I would see this term appear on several different conservative pages. I first noticed it with an account that I can't remember, but I remember once I started looking at it. I also saw it on Mike Cernovich's page, saw it on Steven Crowder's page, as well as the Daily Caller's page." Conservative commentator Steven Crowder's page had been suppressed before in April 2016. And Crowder told Project Veritas they settled a dispute related to the issue with Facebook out of court. Project Veritas reached out to Steven Crowder's attorney, Bill Richmond, who stated, "Louder with Crowder is investigating the allegations of concealed stream throttling by Facebook. The accusations are deeply troubling given the previously settled dispute with Facebook uncovered by Gizmodo.com, which found the show was targeted by Facebook workers with secret audience restrictions on political grounds alongside other prominent conservative voices." According to screenshots obtained by Project Veritas, the Action Deboost Live distribution tag also appears on the Facebook page of conservative commentator Mike Cernovich. The whistleblower alleges that the tag is designed to deboost content produced by the pages it's attached to, specifically suppressing the distribution of live streams from that page. A current Facebook employee confirmed to Project Veritas that the code could reduce a video's visibility in newsfeeds, remove sharing features, and disable interactive notifications. The deboost action appears to be applied to page algorithmically rather than done deliberately by a single Facebook employee, but as a result, Facebook page owners are not notified if the tag is added to their page. The Facebook insider stated, "With these deboost live stream things, there was no warning sent to the user. These were actions that were being taken without the user's knowing." The insider also noted that very few left-wing pages had been hit with a deboost tag. "I looked at the Young Turks page, I looked at Colin Kaepernick's page. None of them had received the same deboost comment," the insider stated. The deboost tag appears after another tag titled Sigma, which refers to an artificial intelligence system developed by Facebook to block potential suicide or self-harm posts. Both Steven Crowder and Mike Cernovich stated that they don't believe they have promoted suicide or self-harm. Rather, Cernovich stated that he has spoken out against suicide and self-harm on multiple occasions with blog posts and tweets to back up his claims. Read the full report from Project Veritas here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.